17-year-old Gladys Ariano lived in Boyle Heights, Los Angeles in 1996. She was beautiful, intelligent, and had big dreams for her life. Gladys was last seen on January 28, 1996, leaving her home. When she failed to return home later in the day, she was reported missing by her family. 2 days later, her body was found off a main road in a ravine in Topanga Canyon. She had been assaulted and strangled. Serology evidence was collected from her body, and a DNA profile of the unknown offender was uploaded to the state and federal DNA databases, but a match could not be found. An extensive investigation was completed by the investigators at the time, but it led nowhere, and the case went cold. That was until 2019. Los Angeles police arrested a man by the name of Jose Luis Garcia for domestic assault. During the booking process, DNA swabs were taken from Garcia and processed. Investigators then realized that his DNA matched the DNA that was taken from Gladys's body. Detectives visited Garcia and questioned him about Gladys. The crime took place when he was just 19 years old. They obtained a second DNA swab from him. The Los Angeles Crime Lab was then able to confirm that Garcia's genetic profile matched the unidentified sample taken from Gladys's body in 1996. 43-year-old Jose Luis Garcia was arrested by U.S. Marshals on September 29, 2019, in Dallas, Texas. He was extradited on October 14th to Los Angeles County, where he was held on a $1 million bail. Detective Hugo Reynaga said, "This case is typical of the type of cases that the unsolved detectives are faced with on a daily basis. We are gratified that we are successful in bringing this tragic case to a close." Reynaga confirmed that investigators were looking into the possibility that Garcia was involved in other crimes as well.